You're with SBS Radio.
Members of Parliament and Senators are returning to Canberra tonight on a succession of Air Force charter flights as Parliament resumes on Thursday. The Coalition is considering rolling back JobKeeper payments earlier than the six-month September deadline as the economy reopens much faster than expected. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there will be a review.
What was important back then is we knew that Australians would need an economic lifeline, and that's why firstly JobSeeker and the effective doubling of JobSeeker and JobKeeper were then put in place to provide that lifeline. There was a review built into JobKeeper to be done before the end of June, and Treasury will be doing that.
Labor is preparing to use what was meant to be budget week to call for additional stimulus for the housing and construction industries. The opposition is also asking for a permanent increase to Newstart. Speaking to the ABC, Labor's Industrial Relations Minister Tony Burke says an extension is necessary.
I don't see how the Prime Minister's concept of snapback is going to work. It's a long time before we get to employment levels as they were. Unless you want people to suddenly be able to not pay their bills, unless you want people to suddenly vacating the premises where they live and handing back the keys to homes that they've mortgaged, then the government is going to have to look at extending this.
Speaking to Sky News, Health Minister Greg Hunt is calling on other health ministers to back growing calls for an independent global inquiry into the origin of coronavirus.
We are very strong supporters of the EU motion before the World Health Assembly to make sure that we have a clear review of the origins, the source, the early response and the information in relation to the pandemic.
However, Canberra's public push for a coronavirus investigation has angered China. Beijing has now given Australia 10 days to explain why tens of millions of dollars in tariffs shouldn't be placed on Australian barley imports. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham is preparing to fight the sanctions at the World Trade Organization.
We are deeply concerned by reports that China may impose duties upon our barley producers. And we see that there is not even a prima facie case that Australian barley producers should have to answer, let alone a conclusive case that Australian barley producers are at all subsidised or dumping their product.
Australia's battle against COVID-19 threatens to escalate into an economic feud with the country's largest trade partner. Mr. Birmingham says Australia will not back down.
They price and operate in accordance with global markets, in accordance with the best practice production that Australian farmers undertake, and our position will remain quite resolute and firm in defence of our producers, and that the issue ought to be decided solely on the merits of the evidence surrounding this case.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.